In 6 years, George Bush has run up more debt than any other president in the history of the United States. $3.2 trillion of borrowing and spending, borrowing to give the wealthy tax cuts, borrowing to give subsidies to oil companies, borrowing to finance no-bid contracts that don't accomplish the goals of the American people, borrowing for his war in Iraq, which was unnecessary. But suddenly, he's a fiscal conservative when it comes to health care for children. He says over 5 years, we can't afford $35 billion to provide health care to 10 million low and middle income children across the country. That's outrageous. That is absolutely outrageous. That's less than 41 days spending on the war in Iraq, and it would cover 10 million children for 5 years. I'm going to work as hard as I can to muster the votes in the House of Representatives to override this misguided veto and send the president a message that this isn't just a country for the wealthy and big oil and his favorite friends who get no-bid contracts. There's a new generation coming up, and they need a little bit of help, and they need a healthy life. And health care is not too much to ask for our children.